it's up to you and me to shine a guiding light and lead the way. United by our cause, we have the power to pursue what we believe. We'll achieve the realization of our dreams.
Hello, Vaughan Bennison here. Welcome to this edition of New Horizons. Thanks for your company. Albert is the word of the day. Albert is the touchscreen terminal released by the Commonwealth Bank some 2 years ago, which performs the services of an FPOS machine and many other banking-related services for shop owners and for shop staff. Unfortunately, Albert is not accessible to people who are blind or vision impaired. Blind Citizens Australia and the Digital Gap Initiative have both written submissions on this and have had discussions with the Commonwealth Bank. Unfortunately, Albert still remains inaccessible. Blind Citizens Australia released a media release on Thursday outlining the problems with Albert and what the Commonwealth Bank could do about it. It's got some significant publicity over the last few days, and I think it's a very important issue for anyone who is blind or vision impaired. In fact, it could be argued that the use of an Albert terminal by a shop causes blind and vision impaired people to break the law. To find out more about this, I spoke with Martin Stewart from his home via Skype. Welcome to the program.
Hi, everyone.
I'm sure that you'll be no stranger to most people, but just for those who've never come across you before, tell us about yourself.
I have been in advocacy for such a long time, I don't care to remember. Really, I react to a lived experience, so I look at personal things as well as others in our community and how they're thinking and feeling about similar issues. And you usually find when you are being affected by something that so are others in our community. And I like to do things about those problems. Or, may I say, take advantage of those problems to put out a positive message.
And this is a fairly significant issue that we're here to talk about today. That is the Albert touchscreen FPOS terminals. You've been fairly heavily involved in the advocacy surrounding that particular terminal. Tell us about that.
Well, it first came to notice for me through the Digital Gap Initiative's publicity on it. And they ought to be respected and congratulated for bringing us into what was happening with the development and now dissemination of these devices. I then confronted one, or should I say it confronted me, and I thought, oh no, I think I know what this is. And sure enough, despite my best attempts, I could not interact with it and therefore could not transact with it. As a result, eventually I had to do something which made me feel extremely vulnerable, and that is divulge my PIN number to strangers, something that is unjust, unreasonable and unfair and very unsafe. It completely voids your contract. When you take a credit card, you are absolutely explicitly advised, sometimes verbally, sometimes written, that you are not to divulge your PIN number. It's supposed to be a sacred number to yourself because they are used for very private personal transactions. No longer for us when it comes to Albert, sadly.
We can take that one step further too, because I can see a number of situations where it could actually be very disadvantageous and dangerous for the third party. For example, supposing you went into a restaurant and you couldn't use the Albert, you gave the shop person your PIN, they put it in, and then a week later your details were stolen. That person is suddenly a very, very strong leading suspect. Because they've had your details, you've had to give it to them because otherwise you can't pay your bill, and suddenly you've lost a whole lot of money.
Also, Vaughan, it may not be the merchant. It may be someone who was standing behind you that heard you divulge your number, could therefore get access to, in some way, your credit card and use it very effectively. Can I say there are some potential positives with Albert when they get it right? What I say right now is don't roll it out until it is right.
Because touchscreens can be usable, can't they? I mean, we all know, for example, that iPhones can be used, most Android phones these days can be used. What is the difference here with the Albert tablet?
A couple of differences. One huge one is the merchant currently needs to somehow turn the accessibility functionality on. It's very, very difficult to find any merchant who has been offered the promised training. But it's wrong anyway, because that's not independent use for us. The other thing about it is that typically around 80% of people using touchscreens on portable devices are using the iPhone. This is an Android-based system, therefore the gestures are uniquely different to what we are used to. The other factor that I would concentrate on is the environment that they are used in, which is on many occasions variable in the one shot, let alone in different localities. I very successfully use my iPhone. I use it very effectively. I cannot operate this device in the noisy, bustling, busy environments where they present. And I would challenge anyone, even those who can use iPhones, to be able to utilise this device.
There's no speech feedback, but there is an accessibility mode which is supposed to enable blind and vision impaired people to enter their PIN number. How does that work?
You know what? I haven't been able to use it effectively enough to tell you exactly. It's swipe actions, I understand. And the problem is I understand that once you make a mistake, which is inevitable with this device, can I tell you, you have to start all over again. But there's no real clear feedback on the fact that you have made a mistake. We, I think, should be pleased that there is an attempt being made here to introduce accessibility functionality into touchscreen FPOS devices. Where we are extremely unhappy is that it has been done without wide consultation with members of our community, with users, real life experienced users of these devices, and that it did not retain a universally used tactile keypad. It should have been, and we say should be now, attached to these devices until they ever become accessible and usable. There's a difference between accessible and usable and user-friendly. It's got to be not only accessible, but usable to our community. And therefore, it must be accepted by our community before it's rolled out any further.
There's still a huge number of people who don't use touchscreens and have probably never encountered a touchscreen and wouldn't have a clue what they were being faced with. And even having speech feedback, as you've already indicated, Martin, wouldn't necessarily help if you've absolutely no concept of how a touchscreen works.
Well, as I mentioned before, I very effectively use touchscreens. But where these devices present, I can't. It's just too noisy. There's pressure with people behind you. The demands of getting the PIN accurate fill you with some nervousness, because you know that if you don't get it right with this device, you need to start all over again. Whereas with the tactile keypads, we just walk up, we just put our numbers in, and away the transaction goes and we can go with it. It's unbelievable that this has come in and disrupted what is on other devices with tactile keypads so simple. It's complicated the simple, and it did not need to happen.
No, that's absolutely right. I mean, when they brought in the talking automatic teller machines, we certainly didn't have any problems like this. I heard mostly positive comments about the talking ATMs.
The progress to accessible functionality on FPOS devices is welcomed and should be completely supported. This is about what happens until they are accepted by our community and therefore user-friendly to our community.
Has the Commonwealth Bank given any time frame as to when they expect that the Albert systems will be accessible and what they plan to do in the interim?
The time frames keep moving. which is understandable because this is very complicated technology. So we're playing real catch-up here. And what really amazed me in the magnificent interview on Friday with the World Today program is the Commonwealth Bank said, basically, wait your turn. We will bring changes in for the blind community as the product evolves. How extraordinary is that? Mm. Rather than this device being properly designed from the beginning, that would have avoided all this and, may I say, would make us feel much more respected, much more safe and secure when using it.
And it's worth making the point, isn't it, that the Albert is not something that's recently been released. It's been on the market for somewhere over 12 months.
Yes, and the problem has been identified quite early, but they decided to push on. To me, that sends a message to them, we don't matter. Well, we do matter. We are customers, we are bankers, we are employed, we move about the community independently, and they have disrupted our independence.
What would you advise people do if they walk into a restaurant and confronted with an Albert? What should I do?
Well, I can only go on how I handle it, and that is to attempt to use it when I find that I can't because the merchant can't operate the accessibility functionality. I then tell them the problem, ask them if they will transmit details of this problem to the person who sold it to them. I then tell them they'll need to wait for a little time until I access the cash elsewhere. So usually you'll find a teller machine or whatever to do this. And if you can't, they will have to wait the next day until you return. So it's an answer which is difficult to give people a general message on purely because every situation will be quite different.
And everybody's advocacy skills and level of comfort with doing that sort of thing is different as well. How many of these Albert terminals are there?
We understand around 75,000 and increasing as we speak, around 800 a week. It goes on and on and on being rolled out while the bank continues to ask us to wait. Well, why don't they wait and halt the rollout? Instead of giving us lip service only, telling us your time will come. Well, I'm sorry, Commonwealth Bank, the time is now to stop the rollout, to consult real users, not just highly technically capable users. Get it right, make it acceptable and accepted by our community, and then we'll all be happy for it to be rolled out everywhere.
Martin Stewart there talking about the Albert touchscreen terminal. If you've encountered an Albert terminal and have been able to use it successfully, I'd very much like to hear from you and find out exactly how it works. Some people have complained about the inaccessibility of Albert to the Human Rights Commission, and if you feel you need to do that, you can have a look at their website to find out how. To find out more about Blind Citizens Australia and to find out about the media release which was written about Albert, you can have a look at the BCA website, which is www.bca.org.au. You can contact the Blind Citizens Australia head office if you'd like to know more about Albert or find out how you might go about making a complaint about an Albert that you've encountered recently. 1-800-033-660 is the office number, 1-800-033-660. If you have any feedback about New Horizons or anything you'd like featured, then get in touch with me by emailing new.horizons@bca.org.au. That's new.horizons@bca.org.au. You may not get a response. This is a monitored email address only. I'm Vaughan Bennison. It's been a pleasure to have your company over the last 15 minutes or so. Do take care, and we'll talk again next week.
We'll achieve the realization of our dreams. Of our dreams.